Our top story this hour. Foreign ministers from a number of Western and Arab countries are discussing the Syrian crisis in Paris. This is the third meeting of the group known as the Friends of Syria. French President François Hollande has just opened the conference with a speech. Hollande told the participating nations that President Bashar al-Assad must go and a transitional government must be set up in Syria to serve everyone's interests. The proposal for a transitional government was put forth by UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan during last week's Geneva meeting. Hollande said that economic sanctions against Damascus will continue. He also voiced the group's commitment to providing support to opposition groups. Russia and China boycotted the conference, saying they are opposed to foreign interference in Syrian affairs. They say the meeting is one-sided, with Damascus and some important regional players absent from the talks. Mr. George Jarboura is a political analyst joining me now live from Damascus to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Jarboura, referring to that allegations of interference in the internal affairs of Syria, Mr. Hollande during that speech today said that my remarks to those people who are saying that we are interfering is that the situation in Syria is now threatening international peace and security. What do you think?
Well, I suppose they have the habit of intervention and they have the habit of finding pretexts for this intervention. I say that the bloodshed in Syria should stop. I say that the government is certainly responsible. I say also that the opposition is responsible. I say that there is an international accord that bloodshed should stop. But I say also that those who are meeting in Paris are not helping stopping bloodshed.
Well, that again, the issue of the transitional government that was raised by Kofi Annan in the Geneva meeting. Now, Mr. Hollande said in Paris that he is, or the Friends of Syria group is for that transitional government, but they want President Assad to go. Now, I'm presuming that that is the point of contention with Russia and China. So basically, do you think that this transitional government plan put forth by Kofi Annan is going to work?
Well, we have a platform, a transitional government. We have to work on how to implement this platform. The big powers, the powers of Geneva, should work together on how to implement this platform, how to establish a transitional government that includes all the Syrian sides. And then again, this transitional government has total authority over Syria. So I suppose that instead of working alone, instead of working as a so-called Friends of Syria, working for the benefit of one side, the whole international community, the powers of Geneva, should meet together again and also decide how to implement the platform of establishing a government of national unity, a transitional government.
Well, but the argument that's put forward by countries like France and its allies, and also its Arab allies, is that nothing can be resolved until Assad steps down. Now, basically, do you think with Assad in power that a resolution of this crisis is possible?
Yes, it is possible. I suppose that Russia, that defends that the president should, the fate of the president should be decided by the Syrians, is also for the transitional government. The transitional government and a Syrian body would decide the fate of the president, would decide the fate of Syria. But then we have to start by establishing this transitional government. I suppose that what is needed is a sort of an ad hoc body that would try to work out a transitional government and would try to solve all the ambiguities in the platform agreed upon in Geneva.
Right. And just quickly, Mr. Jarboura, before we leave you, one other issue that was raised by Mr. Hollande in today's meeting was what he called influencing the regional balance. And he said that there are concerns about that. However, he said there is no intention to influence the strategy or put an influence on how the regional balance of power is going to be affected. When he says that we are committed to help Syrians for instance, rebuild the country when the time comes, and that we are committed to giving a humanitarian, in his words, support. We are committed to giving even any kind of supports, he said, to the opposition. Do you think that these are preludes to a military type of intervention like the one we saw in Libya taking place, or do you think that is out of the picture?
Well, I believe, I have always believed, that military intervention in Syria is totally excluded. Now, Annan is acting in a wise manner. I have been watching the scene as much as I can, and I see this, I am admirable of his performance and the performance of General Mood. Both of them are talking sense. Both of them are talking in a wise manner. Now, we come to the point of humanitarian assistance and other things. I suppose that a timetable should be set by the powers of Geneva in order to implement the statement of Geneva. Now, Kofi Annan, I understood, referred to the powers of Geneva that they will be in continuous meetings, and that there will be a meeting perhaps in a few days. I don't exactly remember how much they will meet, but then I thought that they will meet weekly. I think that if we support the stand of Kofi Annan and the initiatives of Kofi Annan, we will be doing good for the Syrian people. We will be doing good in order to stop bloodshed. Bloodshed should stop, period.
Mr. George Jabour, political analyst, joining us there live from Damascus with his thoughts. Thank you very much.